You're listening to SBS News.
A former translator with Australia's military, Harsh Mittula, was executed alongside an Australian soldier a decade ago. Now, with the fall of Afghanistan, his frantic family is trying to escape Taliban reprisals. In recent days, they managed to get out on a United States military plane and were taken to a US staging base in the Middle East. It was less than 2 hours' drive from Al Minhad Air Base and Australian authorities, but they weren't transferred there. Instead, they were put on a new flight to Ramstein Air Base in Berlin and taken to a German refugee camp. They were told by a US guard they could be moved again, and one possibility is Uganda. Speaking to SBS from inside the German camp, a family member who's requested anonymity explained their position.
Australia has not helped us at all. Even a few hours ago we put our case to them, but they asked if we have a file number. And that's it. Other than that, no help.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison was asked about this.
So we'll deal with that on a case-by-case basis. But the key thing is, for any refugee, any person who is seeking to flee persecution, is you get them out of the place of persecution. That's what the UNHCR convention actually provides for.
The need is desperate, and the Australian government is making concessions. Over the weekend, former guards contracted to protect Australia's diplomats in the capital, Kabul, had their visa applications rejected. Within hours, and after public pressure, that was overturned. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says the process is already underway.
We have processed many of those overnight, and there have been a significant number of emails that have been sent out advising people that they have been granted a 449 visa and that they should make their way to the gates.
In one of the few broadcast interviews the Taliban has conducted with Australian news organisations, spokesman Sahail Shaheen has spoken to SBS Pashto. He's rejected multiple reports Taliban forces are using checkpoints to prevent Australians with valid paperwork from leaving.
We have received reports that some members of ISIS, they want to go to reach the airport under the cover of evacuating and carry out sabotage activities.
He says Australia now has an obligation to help rebuild Afghanistan after the destruction caused during the war.
All countries who are involved in the destruction of our country and occupation, they have moral obligation to also involve in helping the people of Afghanistan have a dignified life and to help rebuilding of Afghanistan. So we want a good relation.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese told Parliament he doesn't believe the Taliban's assurances.
To the Taliban leadership, and as the alternative Prime Minister of this country, I would say this. The Afghanistan you now claim to rule is radically different to the one you had enslaved 20 years ago. If you say there will be no retributions, you will be held to that by the international community. If you say that women and girls will not be treated as second-class citizens, you will be held to that too.
And as the reality dawns, the Prime Minister's adamant about Australia's involvement.
But let no one say this noble endeavour was anything other than a sign of what marks Australian sacrifice for the good of others. The cause was and always will be a just one. Mr Speaker, it's been said that memory is a place where our vanished days gather. And for all our veterans, police officers, diplomats, aid workers and others who have served in our name and in our cause, there is already a gathering of days.
Just how many lives will be lost in that endeavour is still to be counted. Nikki Canning, SBS News.